Blackstone Audio presents The Plot Against America by Philip Roth. This book is read by Ron Silver.
Chapter 1, June 1940 to October 1940. Vote for Lindbergh, or vote for war. Fear presides over these memories, a perpetual fear. Of course, no childhood is without its terrors, yet I wonder if I would have been a less frightened boy if Lindbergh hadn't been president, or if I hadn't been the offspring of Jews. When the first shock came in June 1940, the nomination for the presidency of Charles A. Lindbergh, America's international aviation hero, by the Republican Convention at Philadelphia, my father was 39, an insurance agent with a grade school education, earning a little under $50 a week, enough for the basic bills to be paid on time, but for little more. My mother, who wanted to go to teacher's college but couldn't because of the expense, who lived at home working as an office secretary after finishing high school, who kept us from feeling poor during the worst of the Depression by budgeting the earnings my father turned over to her each Friday as efficiently as she ran the household, was 36. My brother, Sandy, a seventh grader with a prodigy's talent for drawing, was 12. And I, a third grader, a term ahead of himself, and an embryonic stamp collector,